The air outside Varun's cave dwelling crackles with the energy of a brewing thunderstorm. A stiff wind stirs my hair and blows Theodora's hood back as I rush after her into the open. "Sister Theodora, wait," I cry, grasping her by the hand. "Don't leave me with these monsters."
"Robin, you must be strong."
She squeezes my hand back, a warm but anxious smile forcing its way to her lips.
"Ataxia has set before you an arduous task, but you know she never asks more than we are capable of giving."
"I can't do this," I blurt, my bottom lip quivering as the sky darkens with roiling thunderclouds. "I can't. He's so savage. You don't know. You don't know what I saw when I looked into his eyes."
"Ataxia asks us to have an open mind, child,"
Theodora says, patting my hand gently.
"Come now, Robin. You are the good one, the brave one."
"I'm not brave. I do what I do out of love for you, not duty to the goddess." I cling to her with both arms now, the wind billowing out our robes about wildly.
"It is out of my hands, child. The chief has spoken, and this is his world."
Her eyes drift up from me to something above my head. That's when the hot air from Sangor's breath blows across the top of my scalp. I know it's him, even without having to turn around, and not just from his rich scent, which I find reminiscent of tanned leather.
"Woman,"
he rumbles, grabbing my wrist and prying one of my hands away from Theodora.
"You belong to me now.